Well, Matt, certainly an exciting time coming up here as the 4th of July is upon us and 4th of July weekend also following suit. How hectic of a time is it for you this upcoming week with all the events and all the fireworks shows that you are helping put on for a bunch of people here in Western New York?
Yeah, no matter all the preparation that we do, we've been working on this since the beginning of the year. It's always crunch time right before, weeks leading up to the holiday, between all the municipality work we're doing, all the private events. We're going to be producing 70 shows just in a few nights. Obviously a lot of logistics that go on there. We're always watching for weather. So yeah, it's been, there's always a set of challenges, a lot of challenges with the, current, situation with all the tariffs and shipping. But we are prepared. We're putting on awesome fireworks shows for everybody this holiday season. Really excited. It's our favorite time of the year.
Any major differences this upcoming year with fireworks shows that you may put on in particular?
Yeah, so each one of the shows that we do is custom designed based on the customer's needs and wants out of there, from how active of a show it is, if it's choreographed to music, length of shows. We're always working on the latest and greatest fireworks. We do spend a lot of time with the factories, creating new items, new effects. The colors are brighter and stronger than ever before. We have a lot of involvement with it, with the factories also.
I know you made mention about the tariffs being a concern. Have you actually had issues with the tariffs driving up prices for you with your business, or is that something that maybe you're worrying down the line, maybe next year?
Yeah, so we do buy in advance. When you're purchasing, 99% of all professional grade fireworks come from overseas. Now we're buying fireworks all year round. We had a good chunk of our fireworks inventory in before the crazy tariffs. We did manipulated, but we delayed shipments, so we didn't pay that 147%, but we did take a bunch of product in at that 32.4%. We are hopeful that this administration will recognize that fireworks solely come from China and we get on that exemption list. We have not had any luck yet with the current administration. Back in 2019, we did get on that exemption list. So we're really, really hopeful, especially with our 250th anniversary of our country next year. A lot of municipalities, a lot of our customers are talking about doubling the budgets with this huge celebration. And hopefully we can get these tariffs at bay before, we have to bring that product in.
It doesn't sound like, at least to me, that there are any concerns over fireworks availability, or is that not the case?
Not with us, because we buy so far in advance, and we don't just buy fireworks for our customers the way Skylighters does it, because we're a much larger outfit. We blanketly buy every type of firework out there, every size, color, effect, and we do it all year. We're bringing products in, so we are fully stocked. We're ready to produce these fireworks shows throughout the whole entire summer here and into right through New Year's. Actually, we were able to soften some of those blows with the tariffs because of the inventory that we had, plus what we were paying those higher tariffs on. Like I said, hopefully things level off and we come to some kind of agreement so we don't have to purchase those fireworks at a higher price because of those tariffs.
Very good. Matt, anything else you care to add to our conversation that we haven't touched base on?
Yeah, we got 70 shows, next week. We'll be out at, every municipalities and campgrounds and private parties. Leave it to the professionals. Come out to enjoy one of these many great displays that we're going to be producing. I want to wish everybody a happy and safe 4th of July, and God bless America.